This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. A three-day special sitting of the extended budget session of Parliament has begun today. It will continue till the 18th of this month and will primarily focus on constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The government will introduce three amendment bills to pave the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, which was passed in 2023, proposing 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. These three bills are the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, and the Delimitation Bill 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the special session of Parliament, the country is all set to take a historic step towards women empowerment. Sharing a Sanskrit Subhashitam in a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "The respect for the country's mothers and sisters is the respect for the nation, and the country is moving forward resolutely in this direction with this very spirit." Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker will hold discussions in a short while in New Delhi today on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar expressed confidence that Dr. Stocker's discussions with Prime Minister Modi will open new avenues for greater cooperation across various domains. The visiting leader is being accompanied by a high-level delegation. The Ministry of Home Affairs has announced that field operations for the house listing and housing census, the first phase of Census 2027, will commence across multiple states and union territories today. The exercise will be carried out over a 30-day period till the 15th of the next month. The ministry said the self-enumeration facility introduced for the first time has received an encouraging response. Chhattisgarh government has decided to constitute a high-level committee to prepare a draft of the Uniform Civil Code for its implementation in the state. The decision was taken at a cabinet meeting in Raipur yesterday. The move is aimed at simplifying laws to promote religious and gender equality. Retired Judge Ranjana Prakash Desai will lead the panel. Just 7 days to go for the first phase of polling in West Bengal, the election campaigning has reached its peak. BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma is set to campaign today in support of his party candidates. He will address rallies in Cooch Behar and Jalpaiguri. Union Minister of State for Education Sukanto Majumdar will join the campaign at Sitalkuchi in Cooch Behar. Trinamool Congress Supremo Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will hold three rallies in North Bengal at Mathabhang, Dinhat and Alipurduar in support of her party's candidates. Meanwhile, leaders from Congress, the Left Front and other parties are also stepping up their efforts. Left Front Chairman Biman Bose will lead a central rally in Belaghatta in North Kolkata, and CPIM State Secretary Mohammed Salim will address a public meeting in support of his party's candidate at Karandighi in Uttar Dinajpur. In Andhra Pradesh, eight pilgrims, including five women, one child and two men, were killed and several injured in a tragic road accident in Kurnool district early this morning. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the tragic road accident. Mr. Modi has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India has achieved record exports of $860 billion US dollar in the last financial year. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the milestone achieved despite global headwinds reflects the country's resilience and its growing strength in expanding its global trading footprint. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 5 wickets in Bengaluru last night. And today, Mumbai Indians will take on Punjab Kings at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.